nothing. The Gambler. In Philly, there's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer. Take a shot and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, Green Legion Radio, live from Punta Cana. Yeah, we're going to continue to try to do silly stuff as often as possible. And we went from the Jets road game on a bus to Punta Cana, and we're live from Barcelo Bavaro Grand Resort. We're at the Palace. We're sitting actually at the pool. Oh, it's myself, my brother Chris Sack. How are you, sir?
In the immortal words of my esteemed colleague Quimby, suck it, Diaz.
Exactly. And, of course, backbone of Green Legion Radio, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
I'd like to thank you guys.
You got
to
get closer.
I got to get closer. I'd like to thank you guys.
I told you to bring the mic back and make things easier for you. Keep coming.
Is that better?
Keep coming. There you go.
There we go.
Look at that.
There we go. Good things. Mazel, mazel.
How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
If you guys are checking out our StreamYard on YouTube, just go to youtube.com/TheGreenLegion. You can see the view that we currently have. Also, Chris's beautiful wife Rachel's down. Leonardo's floating around here somewhere, but let's get to it. We're getting a little bit of an echo from the return. You can hear that?
A little bit of an echo? There's a lot of bit of an echo.
All right, let me turn yours down.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Tim, are you still with us? I want to make sure we're good.
I'm with you. Sounding good on our
Timothy.
End.
Timothy.
Mr. O'Keefe.
I'm with you. Sounding good on our end.
All right, there we go. Good. All right, guys. So there's an echo on this this return, Tim. I got to turn it down. We'll be going off at 20 or text me on my cell phone. We could have some technical issues, you guys. The internet down here, as beautiful as Barcelo is, the internet here kind of sucks, but we're going for it. Anyway, so it's still opportunity to get signed up for DC. On January 2nd, go to our website, greenlegion.com. Check that out. Show's brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon. Suck it, Diaz. Dave Bavuso, State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Crab du Jour, and The Fin. Now open from 5 to 10 every day. Weekends, it opens up 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Bucks County Baseball Company. Bucks County Baseball, co.com. The website is bigger than the showroom. MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com. And, of course, Twin Spires. Since we don't have an Eagles game today, we're going to talk a lot of betting in probably the second segment. We're going to get in it. We're going to get up in it.
Let's go.
We're about to get up in it, Mo. So we'll give you some opportunities to lose your money because... Well,
if they
I can tell you exactly what you need to do. If anybody started listening, you'd have been on this train for the last 9 weeks. But
well, if they tuned into our Super Bowl prop bet show, yeah, they lost a lot of money that day.
I'm done with you guys. I'm done. I'm going to the pool. So, by the way, we got rave reviews last week about the pregame show. Live from the bus.
It was awesome.
Dude, Harry Mays was raving about it. He was cracking up and the Hollis with the sock. That was the like I'm cleaning the front of the house because MCS has been doing all this work at our house, our new bathroom, which is done, by the way. Absolutely fantastic. I'm going to get the pictures over to Diaz. That way
nice.
We can post them. You guys can see the end result. But, man, I'm listening to Harry Mays and Timmy O'Keefe on the Harry Mays pregame show, and they were just cracking up. The Hollis Thomas with a sock?
Only one big-ass sock, huh?
Hey, man.
Oh, family programming. Yes. Sorry. Let's see. Sorry, waiting for Tim to text me on my phone. No, we're good right now. All right, so let's still go over a little bit of that game because we do want to talk some Eagles. We want to talk some playoff implications, what needs to happen. We don't have Spadaro on the show today, and that's good because...
There's not enough sunblock for his bald head.
Spuds, we love you. basically, there's always an Eagle-friendly view, and we know that, coming from Dave. But I want to go over... So, Seth Joyner and Hollis were texting each other during the game, and Hollis said the same thing that Seth did. Why are we not blitzing this young...
Rookie,
terrible quarterback with an awful offensive line. There's at least two pigeons on that line, right?
Three. Yes.
It comes back to that Andy Reid syndrome for me. You got to be the smartest elephant in the room.
Yeah.
You got to outthink somebody else. No. Look, if you have the power to run the ball, you run the freaking ball.
Yeah.
All right. If you got the ability to go deep with passes, you go deep with passes.
Yep.
All right. Instead of, oh my God, we're not going to go deep. We're going to dink and dunk. Oh, we're not going to run the ball today. We're going to throw every freaking ball 4 yards. Oh, we have a rookie quarterback who stinks. We're not going to blitz him at all. We're going to make him be accurate. And front four couldn't get anything.
No, and it was like the second coming of one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. He was 12 of 14, man.
In the first half.
And I'm with two touchdowns, I'm like, what the hell are we doing?
For a guy that came into the game with four touchdown passes and 12 interceptions.
Thank you. The
stat line is the guy struggles to throw. He's good on his feet, though. He is pretty mobile, but... Man, for a guy that threw no interceptions at BYU last year, it was very surprising to see him throwing some dimes in those first couple drives.
Wait, the funny part about him in general is that he was good at BYU, but since he's got here, he's been one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL under pressure. And I'm sitting there, why are we letting him stand back there and play 7-on-7? You gave him more and more confidence with each and every completed pass. If you notice, at first he was expecting to get in. And so I started texting our esteemed colleague Seth, and both of us was throwing up sweet chunks because that's a rookie quarterback. You make him make decisions fast and furious. When he does that, that's how he got those 12 interceptions. So,
I always say bring the house.
Yeah.
You know, weak side corner blitz.
Cowboy.
Have Alex Singleton, still one of your fastest players on the team in general, have him running up the gut. It seemed to work. Every single time, the two times that we've seen it happen, it's worked.
Yes.
And if he got to the quarterback once and a terrible throw,
right,
in that Detroit game.
Yeah, and then also the same exact blitz. He freed up, even if you're just blitzing to get our big guys one-on-one on the edge, our big guys should be sick and tired of 5 and 6 on 4. That's a fight you're not going to win all the time, especially when the other guys are big.
Especially this team has struggled getting pressure on the quarterback all season long. And listen, 3 of our last 4 games are at home. You know how many sacks the Eagles have at home this season? 1.
Really?
One sack the whole entire season. That has to change if this team's going to make a run to the playoffs.
Big time.
Wow.
Well, when you think about it as well, our crowd, we have one of the best crowds when it comes to making somebody jump outside.
Absolutely.
Once the defensive line is able to turn the pressure on, I mean, really get on the edge and not have to...
Get up in it?
Yeah, get all up in it like a pair of tight ones. I would love to see this defensive line like that, with their ears pinned back. We have yet to see... What Dawkins would tell us is, it's time to pin your ears back. We stop them here. It's time to pin your ears back because you know offense is going to come out and give us another score, and they're going to be trying to come from behind, and we're not letting them.
You know, Cisco used to sing that song, thong song too, and there's quite a few over here by the pool. Be jealous, people. Be jealous.
Hey, we're in Latin heaven here, bro.
Oh, no doubt.
They don't know what a regular swimsuit is.
You know why I'm bringing that up? Because my wife is on the other side of the pool.
But she's listening on the iHeartRadio app right now. Make sure you download that, everybody. Next question, because this is one of the things we tried to discuss on Tuesday, and Dave kept defeating me. Mm. You've spent so much draft capital over the last few years trying to get a receiver. Yeah, you burn a second round pick on Jay Jaw.
Think of White Side, yep.
All right. Yeah.
DK Metcalf.
Yep, DK Metcalf.
We know. Rager is the second coming of Nelson Agholor.
Claypool.
He's worse than Nelson Agholor. Yeah. Nelson Agholor at least caught 9 balls for you in the Super Bowl. This guy isn't going to catch a cold in the cold weather the next month.
Yeah.
And he started to fumble on the kickoff returns and the punt returns.
Yeah. So you're not even reliable there at this point. And now you have a Heisman Trophy winner. Small, you know, but he's a receiver. We've lived with Small for a long time. If he turns out to be a DeSean Jackson, hey, I'm good with that.
I can live with that.
But at the same time, you've watched his productivity go down significantly since that Chiefs and Panthers game in October.
You don't know right now if he's hitting that college football rookie wall. Yeah. Like at this point of the season, plus he's been struggling with that elbow injury. But there's no excuse for anything. That the simple fact that Jalen Reagor played more snaps last week than Devontae Smith. I don't care if he's a decoy. I don't care if he's out
he's
there.
He's
got to
be a duck
to
draw coverage. At the very least,
absolutely,
he's a duck.
Absolutely, yes. You cannot explain it. He tried because he was like, oh, well, you know, we were in 13 personnel a lot. Yeah. Like, I don't care if you're in 11, 12, 13, whatever hell personnel that you're in. There should be no chance ever, unless he's hurt, that Devontae Smith should not be played less than Jalen Reagor.
And the part of that I should have gave you last week, when it was in 13 personnel, they know you're running. Now that you put the guy out there who's a blocker,
right,
who's not going deep, if you put a Heisman Trophy winner out there, they're going to think pass, and we can run it up their rump.
Next question.
Drew Rosenhaus?
Next question.
He's a punk. Actually, he's a bitch. There you go, Drew. That's what I think about you.
I have
way too many stories about it. What do you got, Tim?
I just had a quick question about our Eagles in general. Have they surprised you up to this point?
Well, they got 7 wins.
Yeah,
you know, over under
six, and the over under 6.5. They're 6-7. 6.5 was the over under, so they're right around where Vegas had them at.
Yeah,
but like to have an opportunity at this point in the season for the playoffs, and it all comes down like you got 4 division games left, and if you can go 3-1,
don't do it.
One,
don't
I'm,
do
I'm
it. Don't get to it yet. That's a whole section.
Right, whole section.
We got
right.
Coming up.
Jump the gun.
I just want to know it because just the playoff position. That I don't think any of us had our team at this point.
I think. Are you happy to see it? Yeah, because you want to see the kids get a little,
start winning.
Get your feet wet, a little pressure time.
Right.
However, the NFC is deluded past division leaders right now,
and the Rams.
And
I know the Rams have struggled.
No, you're right,
but yeah, division leaders.
Arizona,
it's
the Rams, Dallas, Green Bay. And, God, I've been drinking too much.
Arizona.
I said Arizona.
Arizona, Dallas, Green Bay, and the South, the Bucks, and then the Rams.
The Bucks. Okay. Yeah. So you have 5 teams out of 18. No, 16.
16.
I'm telling you, man, math is failing me. 5 out of 16 teams.
When you try to go to Russia, this is what happens.
Might be spending a night in Moscow, everybody. Just letting you know. So... Well, everything just went downhill quick. Waiting for a text message from the FCC. Essentially, the rest of the teams in the NFC kind of suck. And in our division definitely blows. So, there's been a couple of bright spots. They're beating teams that they should, with the exception of the Giants. Now, Giants could be a different story because there was a little payback needed to take place.
Say what you will, though, about our division, but 2 of the hottest teams in football reside in our division right now, the Eagles and the football team. Would you teach me to football?
Do you teach me to football?
Like those two are 2 of the hottest teams in football. They're hotter right now than the Cowboys are.
Yeah, but they're not playing anybody.
Yeah, but
your wins are against the Jets, the Saints.
You get them however you can, and they are.
I get it, but at the same time, and this is where you gotta draw the line a little bit, or you gotta manage your expectations. You haven't seen them evolve into a much better team. You can see that they're running the ball. And look, hey, you can continue to run the ball like they're doing, and that's fantastic, but I'm still a proponent of a balanced offensive attack. And one of the reasons why you're running the ball right now is because you don't have squat from a receiver standpoint. Other than Dallas Goedert, who finally got some play time. All right, or you know, some looks.
Just got more targets. Yeah.
I mean, I'm managing my expectations. I want to see them play a crisp game against a good team, and we might not see that.
You won't get that until because Dallas might not have anything to play for in Week 18
if it comes to it.
Yeah.
So
I just need
we might not see that till next season.
I just need to see them put a complete game together, in an ass kicking fashion. Just. Everybody, special teams, offense, defense. We don't give up nothing. We pressure the quarterback and bloody his nose, and we put the kids to bed, and then go out to dinner.
Go to Moscow?
No, I'm going
to. Speaking of dinners, Tank, real quick, was in rare form last night at the Japanese hibachi.
Shocker.
And so they walk up, and he's like.
Did he take his meds?
No, he's looking at the menu. He's looking at the menu, and he's like, he doesn't see what he wants. And he's like, all I want is steak, shrimp, and noodles. So then he breaks out his translator in his pocket, and he says it in the phone. I just want to say steak, shrimp, and noodles. He holds it up. So we got surf and turf, though. We were good.
Attaboy. Attaboy. So, on that note about Dallas Goedert getting more looks, be honest right now. Moving forward, would you rather see Minshew at the helm, or would you rather see Hurts?
It's tough. I saw better passes out of Minshew, but I've also seen those types of flashes out of Hurts. And keep in mind, the Eagles, they didn't punt until like the very end of the game.
The only flashes I want to see were at the pool.
Well, we saw that. So whatever you're trying to get into, we already saw it yesterday. But yeah, like Minshew had some great passes, but they were kicking a lot of field goals in that second half. And listen, you're putting points on the board, but you're not getting in the end zone. If they had five or six touchdowns in that game with Minshew at the helm and he was throwing them, okay. But I think this upcoming game, you have to have Hurts as your starter. You cannot afford to, and I'm not saying that Minshew is going to cause controversy, but Hurts is your captain, one of your team captains. He's your leader. He got you to a certain point in the season where you felt comfortable with him. People were looking at him as possibly the future, as the placeholder, as a franchise quarterback up until that Giants stinker. I think you have to go back to him. If he's healthy against the football team at home this upcoming Sunday, you have to play him. He has to start.
He has to start. And one of the main reasons is, just like you said, when you go up against a team, a really good team, and you have to put points on the board other than three. Sometimes you have to get that six. But I want to see how Jalen Hurts, how he reacts to this, to a guy coming to play his position and doing it a little bit better than he did.
We got time, guys. Keep going.
Okay. Okay. So when I see this, I was happy that Gardner came out there and did what he did, mainly because I want to see how Jalen reacts. This is pressure. This is competition. It's like both those guys, 24 and 26 years old. So it's like one of those guys could be the answer to the future.
Tank, definitely during your time with the Eagles, there was times where Donovan would get hurt and the backup would have to come in and play. And at times, they played well. You know, A.J. Feely coming in and, you know, the most popular guy in Philadelphia is always the backup quarterback. Like, was there ever any doubts like, you know, when Donovan's healthy, Donovan's going to be our guy? Or like, hey, maybe when Donovan comes back, it's time for this guy to play instead of Donovan. I know he was your franchise quarterback at the time. But, like, what was the murmurs like in the locker room? Because we know what they were on the outside.
In the immortal words of Mac from the movie Program, we got to pitch shutouts now. Jim will be in there saying, you know, we can't give up that many points
because of the backup quarterback's
in there. And but that was something that you knew. It's like the backup quarterback can be good for one, possibly two, maybe even three games. But the consistency in which your starter has is not going to be there. And sooner or later, somebody, once they get him on film, he will be exposed.
Speaking of exposed, we're at the pool here at Marcelo Barbaro Beach Resort.
Some far too much exposed. Speedos galore.
It's okay. It's a different European and Latin world down here. And guess what?
Lord.
For the five that shouldn't, I'll take the one that does. I'm good with it. I'm good with it all over the place. Let's do this. What time do we got here? We're in the 18. Let me get to a live read here, and then we're going to take a quick break here. Everybody, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adult specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available. 11 locations throughout Philadelphia, over 85,000 patients. Telehealth and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today, 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA. Or go to their website for more information and services, gphainc.org. That's gphainc.org. We're going to take a break here on Green Legion Radio, live from Punta Cana and live on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. We'll be back right after this. Ooh, yeah. Can we just let this play? All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio live on Fox Sports Radio and live from Punta Cana at Marcelo Barbaro Grand Resort. I'm alongside Zach and Tank. This is Quimby. Yes, we are doing something stupid once again. trying to...
This is not stupid.
No, this is actually perfect.
This is not stupid.
I think we need to do a show like this more often,
yes,
to be honest.
Please.
But we keep trying to push the bar or raise the bar as much as possible because Philadelphia radio has been lazy. Lazy, with the exception of Fox Sports, The Gambler. Everybody that is on Philadelphia radio outside of our two stations is lazy. They're not trying to reinvent the wheel. They're not trying to reinvent themselves. Not trying to make it more entertaining. One of the reasons why we don't take calls is because that's stale. All right, Butch from Roxborough, dude. Just
Mannyunk.
Just go, Butch from Mannyunk.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, just go in your hole, dude.
Andy from Deffert can kick rocks. Just, a bunch of those clowns.
Just go. Just
go. First time calling, a long time.
Yeah. Oh.
and
the best part is producers when they call in always say, don't say first time, long time, and don't ask how you're doing. And the first thing people do is, hey, man, first time, long time, how you doing? Thanks, guys. Ready? Screeching halt on the show. Anyway, we are live once again from Punta Cana. Beautiful pool setting. We got Don, our firefighter from Philadelphia, is right here, bro.
Hey, baby. Woo!
Good to see you out here, sir. We appreciate what you do. 26
you,
years? 26 cool. years. Don, what's your last name? Don Long.
Don Long.
Wow.
We got a Long and a sack here.
All we need is a COX and we're good to go.
Well, that's the only shirt that his girlfriend Yubi wears.
Yubi, how are you?
Yes.
It's about time for a shot of Jameson, just letting everybody know. So, real quick, let's get back to this. Positives to take from the game. And I still want to bring up the fact that Miles Sanders looked like a different running back.
Yeah.
You wonder why? Because the offensive line looks like a different offensive line.
It is a different offensive line.
Exactly.
Well, if you look at the offensive line there, I love the way Stout Guy has everybody prepared. We had to put some other guys in there. It's nothing wrong with the offensive line. He's doing what they asked him to do. He's taking one step and he's getting down.
Hit the hole, baby.
Those long runs, those home run hitters will be there. The only thing that has me concerned is once we gave him over 20 carries, he got hurt.
Well,
he got an ankle sprain, and unfortunately for us,
you know what that meant, right?
Yeah.
That meant they were still holding Boston hostage for that fumble last week.
Dude, I'm saying this right here, right now. That I feel so confident about the left side of that offensive line for years to come. They between Mailata, our buddy, our good friend here at the program,
Jordan
Mailata and Dickerson. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, we don't give a lot of credit to Howie ever. We rip him all the time, but that Landon Dickerson pick in the second round, a guy that was supposed to be top 10, top 15 in the draft.
Right now, it looks great.
It looks great,
but keep in mind,
he's got to stay
healthy. We did have mistakes like Sidney,
Jalen Reagor, and J-Jaw. I get that, but this pick right here, he's a mauler.
J-Jaw's a tremendous blocker.
And he's actually had two big catches for us over the last few weeks too. It's only two catches.
Yeah, Jake Elliott and Aaron Sippos, our guests last week, need to both go to the Pro Bowl, no doubt.
Right. Oh, Elliott's on fire this year.
Elliott is the man.
I'm glad you got the Sippo name right this time.
Thank you. And excellent note regarding Don Long's profession. If Gardner Minshew's stash continues, when his football career is over, he has an opportunity to be a firefighter, no doubt.
Is that a role-playing firefighter?
Danny Watkins.
Danny Watkins. See, for every one of this guy, Howie's good ones, there's Danny Watkins.
Every time I think of Gardner Minshew his stash, I go, firefighter.
Role-playing firefighter or actual firefighter?
Firefighter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Hi, ladies. I'm here to put a fire out.
Triple X already.
All right. Let's do this. Because this is the big question, and I know we're going to see different here, especially Leonardo, who's standing here, which and Tank. I don't know about Sack. I don't know where he sits on this, but are you a Cowboys fan today?
No.
That's all he's got. This is the best tag time we're going to have.
No, mainly because if we do what we're supposed to do, we don't need the Caltrans help.
All right. It's four division. Let me rephrase this, okay?
I don't care.
I know you don't care. And, you got knocked in the head too many times over 15 years. But four division games in a row, that is probably the most difficult thing for any team.
No matter how bad the team
is. At the end of the season. Now, do you still want to see the Cowboys lose today so that we might not make it to the playoffs? Or do you want to see this team get some experience when Dallas is already going to be there? I want to see Dallas beat Washington today. I don't care. I don't care if you guys rip me apart for it. I am a Cowboys fan for 3 hours and 15 minutes today. That's it. Afterwards, I'm going to go back to pissing on them. But right now, all right, I'm a fan.
Taking care of business.
Tank might strangle me for this, but
how about them Cowboys?
I see, here we go.
Man, listen, you're absolutely correct. We need help. We need help.
We need help.
Yes.
But we need help to get the experience. All right? Don't you want to see what these guys do in a playoff
game? You know what kind of experience you get? Is when it's neck-cutting time, you stand up and you show up. You do what you have to do.
Tank, even during your tenure and one of the best defenses this team has ever fielded, winning four division games in a row, I mean, you guys never pulled it. 5-1. You were 5-1 every time.
And that one came early in the season.
Nah, I don't know. I could look
that up. They always got better as the season went on.
As the season
those
goes
teams
on.
Always got better as the season went on.
So all right, we don't have that
no,
team
we,
right
yeah,
now.
We do not. Not even close.
But if you want these guys to be able to do something, when the pressure's on, the pressure bust pipes. When the pressure's on, be able to win. Don't count on nobody else to help you into the playoffs. When you start doing that, that's when you start getting your rump kicked.
What do you think, Chris?
No, I understand. I don't think they're going to go 4-0 here the rest of the way. But you can't afford to lose to the Giants again. And if Dallas wins today, that Week 18 game is probably not going to mean anything.
I'll tell you what their loss is. I hate to say it.
D.C.
It's D.C. When we're in D.C. while we're there.
Well, while we're doing another show on the bus on the way down on my birthday, baby.
Nice.
That's my birthday show.
Excellent.
My birthday's the next day.
I'm sorry, what?
My birthday's the next day.
I'm sorry, what?
I know. I see it.
I was distracted. What's wrong with you?
I seen it first. So
I called her. Right, guess what? You're not going to have that seat on Tuesday, you bastard. Let's get to around the league right now because we have a lot to get to if we want to have some Kaja time. I got every line today. Again, Twin Spires Casino and Sports app. Download it now. Best deal in sports app. Promotions right now. Create an account using Legion10, L-E-G-I-O-N 10. Deposit $10, bet $10, and the next day you'll have $250 in your account to do with whatever you choose. Twin Spires is owned by Churchill Downs, a company that brought you and brings you the Kentucky Derby every year. So Twin Spires Casino and Sports app. Download it now and create an account using Legion10. $10 deposit gets you a $10 bet. And get you $250 in your account the next day. Bet the under. 21.09 last week. It works.
Say it again.
21.09. It
no,
works.
No.
Oh, suck it, Diaz.
There you go.
There it is. Suck it, Diaz. All right, let's get to it. Raiders Chiefs in Kansas City. Chiefs minus 10. What do you guys got?
I like the Raiders on the line. The Chiefs are going to win the game. The Raiders haven't been playing well, but that's too big of a line, too big of a spread. The Raiders will cover that.
I don't think the Raiders are going to cover that. There's too much turmoil going on over there.
They are a mess.
But there's also the fact that if you look at Patrick Mahomes this year at home, he's thrown up some of the worst career QBRs at home in his career. And that was including last week against Denver on Sunday Night Football. This right here, they're going to win this game. The Chiefs are going to continue to march ahead just like they always do at the end of the season. But the Raiders will come to play today, and it will be a closer game, 3 or 4 points.
I think the Raiders are going to get throttled, mainly because I think the Chiefs' defense is playing a lot better than it has been in the past. They took Chris Jones and put him back in the middle where he belongs at, and now he's wreaking havoc. And they've added some guys on the edge, and he's doing what I love. He's blitzing. He's
Spags Johnson has always been that guy.
He's a Jim Johnson disciple, and he's bringing the house. You got the Honey Badger. He's handling business. Dude, they look like a different defensive team now.
Is Honey Badger like Spags' version of Dawkins? Uses them everywhere.
Well, yeah, pretty much. That's what you look for in the stud safety, like I've been saying we need.
Saints Jets in New York. Jets plus 5.5, or do you not even care?
I mean, I really do not care. I mean, I know the Saints are still kind of in the playoff race because everything is so bad and so terrible.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's your indication of how bad the NFC East
but,
is.
But we own the tiebreaker over the Saints anyway. So do I care about that game? I wouldn't put my money on it.
Yeah.
Me neither. I wouldn't put my money on it.
I don't know. That's your team, bro. The Saints?
The Saints, they're going to throttle them, but.
All right. Drew Brees isn't still there, so no one cares.
They're going to blitz the crap out of the kid.
Your Urban Meyer coach, Jacksonville Jaguars at
Dude, take the Titans. Listen, if this spread was 20, I would take the Titans. There is so much turmoil in that organization. And Trevor Lawrence called him out earlier in the week, too, because he benched James Robinson after he fumbled a ball for over 20 consecutive snaps. He is your best offensive weapon. It's not even close. And then he blames it on his running back coach for keeping him on the sideline for that long. Like, dude, are you not paying attention to the game? This guy right here is way over his head.
Now, this guy, he's in way over his head, and he thinks that his, you know what, doesn't stink. The first of all, you go and you lose in Ohio, but you stay behind. You let your team go. You stay behind and get busted on social media, filling up a young girl.
Getting grinded up on
by a young girl. And it wasn't like she was doing it and you weren't enjoying it. There's tape of it. And then you turn around and you berate your coaches for not asking them, what have you done? Have you ever been a winner? You haven't been a winner in the NFL. You just got her sucker.
Yeah, what have you ever done in the NFL?
By the way, I have not had an opportunity to look at StreamYard or the YouTube channel. David Harris says, no way in hell am I rooting for the Cowboys.
Boom, shakalaka.
Matt Edgar, Russ Taylor, Bryant, Walden, how you guys doing, man? Appreciate you stopping by.
Urban Meyer is like Vince Vaughn in a couple movies. Don't you want the Spanish guy to grind up on you, be up on you? Like that's Urban Meyer.
Making you feel special.
Dancing on you, you know, sweating all over you. Don't you want that? Like that's Urban Meyer.
Without any inhibition. Yeah, he's been tripping the entire time, and I don't know what he has on the owner, but the owner is sticking with him.
You wonder why? Because if you fire him, you got to pay him.
But if you're alienating,
but that owner doesn't care. He's got more money than God.
Yeah, and if you're alienating your players and also your coaches now, because your coaches are supposed to be your boys. Then when if you ever noticed anything about a coaching staff, it's always some of their boys that they've met along the way and they've kept in touch with, and they've always said, if I ever get a head coaching job, I'm going to bring you on my staff.
And he's trashing his boys.
He's trashing them now.
Yeah. It's awesome. I love it. And it's great information coming from Grimace over here. All right, everybody. the Ravens in Cleveland at the Browns. Browns -3, home field advantage. That's it. Does anybody think Baker Mayfield is the answer? I certainly don't.
Well, listen, I don't know if he's the answer, but right now Lamar Jackson's not the answer. Five consecutive games under 20 points, or 20 points or under.
He was showing signs of that last year. They figured him out. He can't throw the ball that well. They're stuck with him for a long time.
They haven't signed him yet. They have not signed him.
Really?
They have not signed him to that deal. But John Harbaugh is a huge Lamar Jackson guy. Yeah. This line right here says to me, this is a Browns game. The Browns are going to ground and pound. They got Kareem Hunt back. They have Nick Chubb. Okay. They're going to keep the ball on the ground. They're going to try and get up early in this game and make Lamar Jackson throw his way back into the game. This is a Browns line to me.
Now, you know Lamar Jackson brings it. Why do you think the defense plays out of their mind? If this is a Browns game, it's because the Ravens don't have any quarterbacks.
Correct.
And that's why he went for the 2 points in the last game in which they played in, was because they didn't have any quarterbacks because Humphreys got hurt.
That's why they had to go for two.
Yeah, that's why they had to go for two. But when you look at it, the kid is one of I feel like he's one, no matter how far you're down, he's got some of the best comebacks known to man. And it's been, some of them been throwing and some of them been running. So, I mean, I don't know what you guys look for in the past that's on the money. He hasn't had any receivers like that do anything other than Anquan Boldin at one time.
Real quick, one more, and I'm going to get to a live read for Dave Bavuso, and we're going to take a break. Atlanta Falcons at Carolina. Carolina -2.5. Falcons playing
horrible football.
It's just Carolina's also playing horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just all over the place. Cam Newton, woo, came back for one game, and now you're the same.
Two quarterbacks past their prime, washed up. This is going to be this right here, Quimby, is one of your games. Bet the under all day long. Like there's not going to be a lot of points in this game. They are both terrible, awful, pathetic. See your way out the door.
Yeah, but I think Mike Davis and Cordell Patterson may have something to say about
Cordarrelle.
That. Yeah.
Cordarrelle.
But this is one of those games that I'd rather be watching two ants wrestle in a honey.
That's a tankism.
Right there it is. There it is. Where's the sheet? Everybody, life is full of surprises, some good, some not so good. That's why your State Farm agent is there with good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates for everyone. Yeah, that's right. At State Farm, you get great service and great rates with every policy. So you can be prepared for all of life's surprises. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. This is Green Legion Radio's pregame show. Even on the bye week, we are live from Punta Cana, and we are live at Barcelo Bavaro Beach Resort, the adult pool under our cabana.
Tender.
Yeah, tender morsels all over the place. Everybody, we'll be back for our final segment and Kaja right after this.
Buffalo soldier.
All right, I might just let this play out. Everybody, Green Legion Radio live from Punta Cana at the Barcelo Bavaro Grand Resort and live on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. My name's Quimby alongside Zach and Tank. We got one more segment here. We're going to talk about dumbasses today, too, because, well,
there's quite a few of them.
Thank you for making it easy, everyone. Thank you for making it easy. Juicy Smollett? Juicy Smollett?
Yeah.
We'll get to him in a minute. All right, next game, Cowboys in Washington.
Will you teach me to football?
Will you teach me to football?
Cowboys minus 4.5. What do you got?
Cowboys are going to win the game, but the football team will cover. It's going to be a late field goal. Greg Zuerlein to win the game for the Cowboys.
Wow, he's been reliable this season.
Who's that?
Legatron.
Legatron? No, he hasn't.
He's been awful.
I thought so.
He's been
that awful.
He's on my fantasy team.
He's always come through for me. He's always coming through for me. I hate the Cowboys. I hate them with a passion. The game's in Washington, right?
It's at the dump.
Let's ask Don. What does Don think? Don, Cowboys minus 4.5 at Washington. It's okay. You want to think about it for a little bit?
He's got a long thought there.
Huh? Washington's going to win?
Yeah, I think they're going to win at home. Yeah, because they've got a... Yeah, like he said, least cover. They're one of the hottest teams right now in the NFL, four straight.
Everybody, that's Don Long, 26 years with the Philadelphia Fire Department down here, having a ball at the
Don
pool.
Don Long with a long thought there.
Yeah, that was a long thought. We could have the long thought segment every week.
Yes.
Seahawks at Texans. Seahawks minus 8.5.
Man, the Seahawks have been awful this year, but they're going to cover that spread. The Texans are even worse.
I don't like 8.5.
I get you.
Yeah, on the road.
But this is the game right here where Russ finally cooks.
I don't know, man, because sometimes the Texans show up for a little while, and that 8, I don't like the 8. Like he said, I don't like that 8. Because they are the team in general, they have a little bit of pride. It's going to be in Houston, right? Is in Houston?
It looks like it's in Houston.
If it's in Houston, they're gonna show up a little bit. That's why I don't like that 8 points.
Russ will cook.
All right, 49ers at Cincinnati. 49ers minus 1.5.
That's an
interesting line.
That line moved to 2.
Did it?
And I love a plus 2 underdog because it's almost a guarantee. Bengals.
All right.
I'm taking the Bengals too, especially after their last crapola they put out there.
And I'm taking the under. Lions at Denver Broncos minus 10.5.
Lions might not have enough people to fill the team today. They've been ravaged by COVID and injuries. They don't have DeAndre Swift because of injury. Jamal Williams, the backup running back, had COVID. Anybody that was around him, they might not even have a running back today. That's how. Yeah. So take the Broncos at home. If you can't field 50, was it 53 or suited up, or is it 45?
It's 45, 40, right? It's 48 now, suited up now.
Yeah.
The weird thing about that is last year, during the COVID times, the Broncos had to start a running back at quarterback. Remember you remember that? Yep. It's like, so it's kind of like payback for last year's fiasco with the Broncos. So I would take the line too.
I'm sorry, I'm drinking.
You really?
We had not noticed.
You teach me to Jameson? Giants at Chargers. Chargers -9.5.
That's a big number.
I hate that line.
And that's an East Coast team flying across country to play on the West Coast. But I'm going to say this. The Giants will cover that line. The Chargers will win. Giants will cover.
Yeah, I don't think the Giants are going to win or cover. I think they're going to get throttled.
There it is again.
Point blank.
Their long trip from East Coast to West Coast.
That's it. You're not allowed to use throttled again.
Right. Because you want to use it
the rest of the show. Bills at Tampa. Bucks -3.5. You got to wonder what's going to happen. I mean, the Bills are coming off of short week.
But huge disappointing loss.
Wow, big disappointing loss.
Yeah, this is Deflategate 2 here.
I actually think the Bills come out hammering. I say the Bills cover and win.
Are they playing in Tampa Bay?
They are playing in Tampa.
You're going from snow and 46 mile per hour winds to beautiful weather in Tampa.
It's December Tampa. It's not September Tampa.
You know, and some people had this as the Super Bowl, their Super Bowl picks to be in a Super Bowl. And right now the Bills, I feel like the Bills are faltering right now, and they're not getting the job done. So I would have to go with Tampa.
Yeah. This right here is a throttle game right here.
Here we go.
The Bucks.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about interesting lines. Chicago at Green Bay. Green Bay -12.5.
I wonder why.
Okay, so let's just put this out there. It doesn't matter who starts for the Bears tonight. They have no shot. It's going to be a blowout. The Packers are going to torch them. It's going to be 20 points, close to 3 touchdowns.
I'm not going to say 20, but I would take the 12. Mainly because
I take anything over 10.
Yeah, mainly because they don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. Their defense will hold them in the game for a little bit. Then their defense was going to be like, well, since the offense doesn't want to play, I might as well sit down too.
And remember, Aaron Rodgers, he owns the Bears.
Owns.
He also owns an ugly girlfriend. Rams at Cardinals.
That is correct.
Arizona.
That's going to be a good one.
Arizona -2.5. Tomorrow night's game, I can't wait to watch this one. That's massive, massive implications.
Cardinals beat the Rams in L.A. This right here is revenge game. Rams will beat the Cardinals. This right here is the biggest game for them to get themselves back into division race.
I still think the Cardinals are going to win. Mainly because a lot of people are going to think they're going to pass the ball. But John Connors is quietly having one of the best seasons.
John Connor is Terminator. He's James Connor.
John Connor. JC, he's quietly having one of the best seasons of a running back right now, catching the ball and running the ball when they line
him
up.
Can Sarah Connor please die?
My mission is to ensure the safety of John Connor and Kathy Brewster.
That's another one of those trilogies.
That was good, dude. That was good. Massive implication.
I got another good Arnold for you. This is from Jingle All the Way. Put the cookie down now.
Massive implications for the Green Legion next year. We want Arizona to win. We want Arizona to run away with first place so that we are in second place along with the Rams because we play the record equivalent of the NFC West.
Isn't it good for you either way, though, Arizona or L.A.?
Arizona sucks balls.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought that was one of your better trips.
Sorry, Tim. You may be gobbling me on that one. There it is.
There it is.
Anyway, let's we got 5 minutes left. It's that time.
Is it Kaja time?
Well, Tank does have a list.
That wasn't a great segue, but it's time for Kick-Ass or Jackass.
Well, I have a list here. It's a short list. We're going to start off with...
Is it like a short bus?
Slightly.
Because Urban Meyer arrived at the training facility today on it.
And since you said Urban Meyer, we're going to start with Urban Meyer. Berating your entire coaching staff in front of everybody and asking them... Show me your credentials. I'm a winner. Are you a winner? I'm a winner. Prove to me you're a winner. Are you kidding me?
You know, we're getting to the point now for the annual chest pains for Urban Meyer. It's getting close, people. It's getting close. This guy is so checked.
Call the EMTs out.
This guy was checked out back on September 30th. What do you think he is now? This guy is pathetic. He wants to get fired so he can collect the checks or find himself another head coaching job in college. Jackass.
I think most coaches that come from college going to awful programs, awful professional programs,
terrible situations.
You don't normally see them succeed. Mm. All right. You have to have a situation where there's an opportunity to actually play well. And most of the time that isn't the case because the coach is getting fired because of a bad record. Yep. Or a bad couple of years. I just don't see the transition. I could see a Harbaugh situation going from the NFL back to college.
Right.
But Urban Meyer, he's been a Richard from day one.
If he gets fired, he has 5 years where he's still going to be collecting checks.
Yes. Yeah. So, like Brzgalov.
Yeah. So Brzgalov is actually collecting checks further than Bobby Bonilla. He's our Bobby Bonilla.
Oh, yeah. Dear Lord. Yeah.
But the Flyers have won two in a row since I've been out of the country.
Awkward.
Go ahead, Bob.
The next one is...
So Jackass on Urban Meyer.
Yes, Jackass. Chase Claypool. As the time is winding down, you take time to celebrate a first down instead of giving the referee the ball.
And that's another Pittsburgh Steelers
first down.
You guys are jackasses.
You take time to celebrate giving the ball to the referee late and not getting the next playoff.
Dude, win first down, Freddie, man. Like that's awful. Terrible jackass.
What you got?
Jackass.
And the last and final one. Not only did Antonio Brown, but three other NFL players.
Oh my God!
Showed,
no.
This is the thing with this one is they were talking about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers said, "I got inoculated." He did not present a fake vaccination card,
and he lied to the media.
He lied to the media. Yeah. Nobody cares about that. You don't present a fake vaccination card. Kick-ass or jackass?
It's jackass, but listen, no one would have ever known if he would have just paid the $10,000 to his personal chef.
Thank you.
Idiot.
Thank you.
You know people have dirt on you and you do crap like this? You deserve everything. You reap what you sow.
You are a cheap Richard.
Just call him a jerk.
No, seriously. Owes this guy $10,000.
All right,
a personal chef. First of all, you don't deserve a personal chef. You don't deserve the sneakers that you're wearing. All right. However, I do like Antonio Brown in the league because it gives us fun stuff to talk about annually.
Yeah, it's always jackass with him.
That's all I have for that because it was a short one.
I got a short one real quick. We got about a minute or two.
Yeah, we got a minute.
How about Michael Strahan taking his space into space?
I don't want Space Shuttle from the 1980s, but
Challenger? That happened 3 weeks after I was born.
Oh, man.
It's awful. Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Just a bit outside.
You have to remember my most hatred team and players.
The Giants.
Yes, sir.
The Swamp.
Big Bad Michael Strahan.
I did like Strahan because Runyon made him his bitch every single game.
I wonder, did he see flashes of Runyon up there in space?
Yeah. Right before it blows up on reentry. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Sorry, family programming.
Wow, that was dark.
I've had a couple shots.
I guess he won't be joining our program anytime soon.
I do not care. Don Long, 26 years, Philadelphia Fire Department. Appreciate you being here, baby.
Yeah, baby.
The rest of the cast characters here, Barcelo, Bavaro, Beach Resort, Grand Palace, whatever you want to call it. We're at the adult pool. You guys are listening in on the iHeartRadio app. Make sure you check us out every week. Zach, Tank, appreciate you guys being here. Tank and I will be doing the show from Striker Sports Bar, the player show, on Tuesday, just the two of us. We have an excellent player coming in. Tank.
Oh, yes. Wow, that was great. That was a great tease.
Yeah, there we go. Good one. Everybody, Green Legion Radio live on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia and live from Punta Cana. We appreciate you being here. No Harry Mays. We're going to Fox Sports National Broadcast right now. Everybody, we will see you on Tuesday. Woo!